time to meet the men from the ministry. Let's join once again in the government game with Norma Ronald, Ronald Badley, John Graham, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Ministry men are often compared to corset fitters. They can push a problem out of sight by pulling a few strings. But in the General Assistance Department, that eager young executive, Richard Lamb, is completely caught up in his work.
Mildred, Mildred.
What's the matter, Mr. Lamb? Here, you've got a funny colour.
I've suddenly got this choking sensation.
Mr. Lamb, you've rolled your tie in the typewriter.
No. So I have. Look at this tie. I've typed your obedient servant just below the knot.
Why don't you leave the typing to me? It's not your job.
Well, it keeps my fingers nimble in between piano lessons. As long as I don't get mixed up.
Mixed up?
Last week I typed out the Bluebells of Scotland and played a memo to the Foreign Office.
Honestly.
Well, your typing's not all that hot, Mildred. Remember that note you did to the British Council about Sir Gregory's visit?
You mean where we said he was very important and would they help with his ventures?
Yeah, that's what it was supposed to say. You typed that he was very impotent and would they help with his dentures?
Well, it's Mr. Lennox Brown's dictation. I can't hear him properly through a mouthful of biscuits.
Well, you shouldn't eat biscuits when he's dictating.
Morning, Joe. Morning, Mildred.
Morning, sir.
Morning, one. You're early today.
Blessed alarm clock didn't go off.
And that made you early?
Well, one has a routine, you know. The thing goes off, you thump it and go back to sleep. Didn't go off this morning. Woke me immediately.
I'll put the kettle on, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Now then, what have we got to take to? Did you know you've got your obedient servant written on your tie?
Well, I nearly choked, you see, trying to keep my fingers supple. I caught my thing in the roller.
Silly of me to ask. What work have we got to do today?
We're still supposed to be helping the Ministry of Defence, looking after research and development.
Ah, yes, yes. How's that new weapon coming along? The one that's undetectable on radar. Can't be jammed. Needs no fuel. What's it called again?
The bow and arrow.
That's the one, yes. Did you test it yourself, as I asked you?
Yes, but I don't think I quite got the hang of it. The arrow stayed put and I shot off.
Well, that's a pity. Anything else on the drawing board?
Professor Mortimer's designed a new armoured car that should go forever without any petrol.
By Jove, that sounds like a breakthrough. How does it work, Joe?
It's built with the back wheels higher than the front, so it's always running downhill.
Yes, well, I don't think I'd put too much faith in that, too. For a start, how would you stop it?
It seems you lean out of the driving seat and shove a brick under the wheel.
Man's a fool. Come to think of it, he's the one who offered us the curved rifle to repel attacks from the rear.
I think he's ahead of his time, one.
Well, there are rumbles of discontent from the permanent undersecretary.
Sir Gregory, oh dear.
Yes, he thinks we should have more to show for 6 months' work. I'm trying to appease him. Taking him out to lunch today.
Good. That should stop him rumbling.
In fact, I'd better be off. Mustn't be late at the club.
But it's only 10:30.
Well, there's no sense in leaving things till the last minute. Might take a stroll through St. James's Park, sit by the duck pond. Take a handful of stale bread with me.
Won't that spoil your appetite?
Oh, Mr. Lennox Brown, I'll stop in for your tea.
No, I've changed my mind, Mildred. Business before pleasure, you know. Must be off.
Well, and I made it just the way he likes it. 8 spoonfuls of sugar. Took both hands to stir it.
He has got a sweet tooth. Took it out and showed it to me once.
Yeah, Mr. Lamb, I just remembered. The old porter rang. Oh. Asked if you'd pop down for a word with him.
Oh, Matthews, wonder what he wants. Oh, perhaps he's got something to give me.
Here you are, Mr. Lamb. This is yours, I think.
Oh, what is it?
It's your old pogo stick, isn't it?
But it's lost all its spring. I couldn't pogo with this pogo stick.
Well, if you can't pogo, you'll just have to stick... I mean, I'd be obliged if you'd take it away. And all this other stuff.
Good gracious.
Yeah, I'm turning out me cubby hole, see?
You have collected a lot of junk.
Yeah, and most of it's yours, mate, sir.
Is it? Oh.
15 years you've been piling it onto me. Matthews, look after this. Matthews, take care of that.
I didn't want to clutter my office, you see.
Is this umbrella what's got no cover on it? Just spokes.
Ah, yes, I didn't like to throw that away. Might come in handy for a day when it isn't raining.
Yes. Well, I don't want it.
But Matthew's an old umbrella with no cover. Where can I put it?
And then there's this old mangle. Can't think what you had that for in the first place.
The mangle. Ah, yes, I meant to take that home. Part of my economy drive. I worked out I could save 10 pence a year by forcing the last bit out of my toothpaste tubes.
Short of credit squeeze, eh?
Very satirical, Matthews. And here's my old motor horn. I remember buying that. I was thinking of learning to drive at the time. I thought I'd mastered the horn before I went on to the tricky bits.
I'll be glad if you take it away, sir, along with this here perambulator.
A pram? I left a pram here?
Yeah, it was Jubilee year, wasn't it? Young Mr. French from the Foreign Office came over queer at a party, and you wheeled him back here in it.
Good Lord, I don't remember that.
You thought it was a racing car, and this was the start of the Monte Carlo Rally.
Well, if you insist, you can load all the stuff in the pram, and I'll take it up to the office. I'll have to get rid of it later.
Right, sir. Brolly, stuffed owl, polo mallet, mangle, motor horn, dartboard.
Encyclopedia Giganticus, volumes glue to jog, 10 chip billiard balls, 1 rusty gong with a dent in it, 6 rusty springs. Where'd you get them?
Harridge's. They were having a spring sale.
I've never seen such a load of old rubbish.
It's nice and tidy, packed in this pram. All I've got to do now is to get rid of it.
Here, perhaps you could flog it to a junk shop. There's one round the corner with a notice outside. We buy old junk and sell valuable antiques.
I can't wheel it through the streets like this. I mean, I'd feel such a fool.
Hang on, there's an old blackout curtain in the muck cupboard. You could cover it up with that. Yes, here we are.
Oh, yes, the old blackout curtain.
That's it, over the top and down.
Right, yeah.
We'll tie the ends underneath.
Good idea, so as no one can see what's inside. That looks better, all covered up.
Yeah, looks like one of them music things with the angle of the mangle sticking out like that. Let's give it a turn and see what happens.
Oh, no, I shouldn't. No, it's very carefully balanced. You disturbed all the bits and pieces.
Oh, won't do any harm. Let's see. Well. Not much of a tune, but I like the backing.
Well, that's that, Melvin. I'll leave it here by the desk till LB gets back from lunch. Then I'll wheel it off to the junk shop.
Oh, yeah, look at the time. I better dash. I want to watch the workmen on that building site over the road.
Ah, you like the one with the snakes tattooed on his arm, don't you?
They're going to blow up that old house over there. It's part of the rebuilding scheme.
Blow it up? Won't it be dangerous?
No, not the way they do it. Limited explosion, it's called.
Really?
He says they use lots of little charges and the building just collapses when they press their thingy. I said I'd go and watch.
Oh, I don't know, Mildred. You shouldn't really leave the office empty.
But it won't be empty, Mr. Lamb. You'll be here.
No, I shan't. I'm coming with you. I love explosions.
But if you don't let me go, you can't come with me.
That's the point. Well, perhaps just this once. After all, LB and Sir Gregory should be back here soon.
Not a bad lunch, Lennox Barn. Not bad at all.
Thank you, Sir Gregory. Very gracious of you to say so, sir.
But you needn't think you've appeased me on this slow progress. 6 months your department's been helping the Ministry of Defence, and you've nothing to show for it.
Well, we're trying, Sir Gregory. Sparing no effort.
And why is no one in the office at 2:55 in the afternoon?
Ah, well, it's because they're all out, you see.
Well, the fact is, you've not come up with one worthwhile device. I don't believe you've been working on anything. Hello? What's this thing with the wheels beside Lamb's desk?
That thing there. Yes. Ah, that, yes. Well, that's a... Well, it's a what's it, Sir Gregory?
What? You mean this is something you're working on?
That'll be one of the things we're working on, I think.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear it. Looks rather odd, though. I mean, wheels, that handle sticking out, covered in some sort of black material. And you say it's called a... what's it?
Well, I meant it's... that is to say it's a... yes. Yes, it's a what's it.
What exactly does it do?
Do? Oh, yes. what do you think it does, Sir Gregory?
Well, I don't know, do I? I've never seen the thing till I walked in this office.
No, neither have I. And, what does it do? Yes.
Come on, man. You set up the research program and had it made, so what does it do?
It's rather hard to describe.
In that case, I'll try it for myself.
Well, I'm not sure, Sir Gregory.
Wheel it over to the window here where the light's better. I suppose you, turn this handle, eh?
Well,
Strange noise. But nothing seems to have happened.
Well, it takes a few moments to,
Oh, great! Look, Lennox Brown, out of the window! That derelict house opposite has blown up! The one on the building site!
Has it? Yes, it has. Well. Blown up.
Fantastic! What a weapon you've developed here. No shells or bombs. Just point the watch it, turn the handle, and the target blows up.
It does? I mean, it does, yes.
Yeah, good job that house was derelict. I suppose that's why you didn't stop me.
Yes, I suppose it was.
Stop being cagey, the secret's out. We'll all share the glory. Bravo, your department.
Oh, thank you, Sir Gregory. Very glad you're pleased.
Well, I suppose the watch it works on some system of recycling a laser beam at the velocity of EM squared and then converting the flow to latent energy.
Well, you're almost right, Sir Gregory.
I can't keep up with you technical chaps, but I know a breakthrough when I see it. Well done, Lennox Brown.
All part of the job, sir.
Splendid. Yeah. I'll arrange for a full-scale test under field conditions. Top priority. By George, wait till the minister hears about this. By George.
Not a bad lunch for the canteen, was it?
Not bad. The place was nice, but I didn't think much of the tartar sauce.
Tartar? That was custard, Mr. Lamb. I wondered why you was pouring it on your fish.
Oh, there you are, you two. Well, you shouldn't leave the office empty like that, you know.
I'm sorry, one, but lunch, you see, and before that we went across to the building side to watch.
Yes, yes, well, never mind. Mildred, I'm sure you've some work in the outer office. Some work?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Righty-ho.
Right. Well, then, too. There's something you must clear up.
Oh, yeah, yes, it's this thing, isn't it? I thought you'd be annoyed. I'll get it out of the way at once. I'll just wheel it off.
Two.
And then we...
Where do you think you're going with that?
Well, I thought I'd get rid of it.
Get rid of it? The what's it? Are you mad? Don't you realize Sir Gregory's keen on it?
He is?
Yes. You're a bit of a dark horse, too.
Am I?
Didn't tell me about all this. You must have put a lot into it, eh?
Oh, I did. You mean you're interested, too?
Well, naturally.
I tell you what, highest bidder can have the lot. I'd even throw in a pair of old cycle clips from my drawer.
Talking about two, it's this what's-it here I'm interested in, this new super weapon.
Super weapon? I thought you meant this pram load of junk. Oh, dear, the blackout curtain's slipping. I'll just take it off and refasten it. Just a minute.
What are you doing? No, careful, careful. Oh, that thing is dangerous. A rusty mangle, billiard balls, dinner gong.
It's all good quality stuff, one.
But the building, it blew up.
Yes, the council workmen, we watched them. Very skillfully done, I thought.
Good heavens. Hey, good heavens, what shall I tell Sir Gregory? He will be amused.
Will he?
Well, perhaps not. Still, I'd better do it now before he takes it further. Cram load of junk, won't you? Lennox Brown. Sir Gregory. Yes, I was just about to call you, sir.
Ah, you're excited about your watch-it.
Well, I think I ought to tell you... This will amuse you, Sir Gregory.
The government are excited, too. I tell the PM of the hard work we both put into it.
Oh.
The Minister of Defence has ordered an immediate test. All the top brass have been informed, not to mention NATO, CETA, and all our other allies.
Oh.
Turn the whole of Whitehall into a tizzy. Now, what was it you wanted to tell me?
I thought of starting my leave today, sir.
Not possible, Lennox Brown. You've got to be at the test tomorrow, Salisbury Plain. See that the Watsit's in good working order. I hold you responsible. By George, we'll show the world what Britain can do.
What's the matter, man? You've gone white.
Well, there's nothing else for it. We'll have to go along and... Are you a religious man, too?
By Jove, Lennox Brown, it's nippy out here.
Well, I suppose it's always nippy on Salisbury Plain.
You got the watch it, Lamb?
Yes, Sir Gregory. It was kind of you to give us an escort of armoured cars and close the roads to other traffic.
Couldn't risk delay with something as vital as this. My word, I'd hate anything to go wrong with a test. It'd finish me.
I don't feel very well, Sir Gregory.
Ah, Mrs. Spence, I know you're thinking of all that's gone into this thing.
Yes.
Ah, here's the Field Marshal. Cancelled his trip to the States to be here. Good afternoon, Field Marshal.
Good afternoon, Pixie. Are we all set? It's going to go smoothly, I hope.
Yes, everything ready, sir.
Do you really need me here, Sir Gregory? I mean, Lamb's the one who did all this. I mean, I mustn't take any credit.
Don't be so modest, Lennox Brown. It's your department, isn't it?
Yes, that's right, it is. He did it all, really. I hardly had anything to do with it.
Come along, you two. It's a team effort. The fact is, we're all in it.
Is this the thing, eh? The watch it, huh? Doesn't look much.
Ah, that's another advantage. Small, easily mobile, but just wait till you see what it does.
Yes, well, come along, then. Come along.
Right, off you go, Lamb. Point the watch-in at that old blockhouse and wind the handle.
Hey, wait a minute. There's an aeroplane up there. Look, one of those little Piper Cup things. It's circling around, you know. It might be... spies or something. We must cancel the demonstration.
Probably some flying club. Carry on, Lamb. Spies, indeed. Sometimes you amaze me, Lennox Brown.
Well,
fly directly over them, Comrade Ivan. I wish to photograph their doings.
Yes, Comrade Magda. It was good you heard of this test from the Union Minister last night.
Poor fool. He thinks I am Welsh. Once I have let him play with my balalaika, he tells me everything. Go down lower, Ivan.
Well, the plane is very sluggish, Comrade Magda. I don't understand it.
Now come along, Lamb. Don't just stand there dithering. Get on with it. Turn the blessed handle.
Oh, very well.
Yes?
I can't stand it. Tell him one.
Yes. Well, it takes a moment to warm up, sir, you know. We haven't fully worked out all the... Now, how can I put this?
By heavens, Pitkin, that aircraft engine is cutting out. Look at the thing. It's wobbling all over the sky.
What is wrong with the engine, Comrade Ivan?
See, we have run out of fuel.
Run out of fuel? I said to fill up before we took off.
I thought you meant the flask of vodka.
You bungling fool! Now we get no photographs and verse. This spy plane may fall in the hands of the British.
I am sorry, Comrade Magda.
The aviation is big. It is fortunate we plan to destroy this plane after landing. Set off the delayed action bomb now. It will give us just time to bail out.
This is amazing. Look at that plane. The engine stopped. Two people have bailed out. Keep turning that handle, Lamb.
Very few inches.
You've done it again, Leonard Brown. Good Lord, this watch, it is more powerful than we thought.
Yes. I've never seen anything like it. It cut out the plane's engine, gave the crew time to get clear, then blew the thing up.
Not only that, it ignored the blockhouse and selected the more important target. You never mentioned the watch it could think for itself, Levitt.
Deny it. Oh, no. We thought we'd keep it as a surprise, sir. Didn't we, too?
Surprise, yes.
Oh, what an achievement. I suppose the watch-it uses some sort of oscillator beam to induce metal fatigue, eh, Lamb?
Yes, that's it. Ooh, there's another plane up there. Shall I do it again?
No, too. No, don't get carried away. Just leave it at that. Somebody up there likes us.
And here is the news read by John Strait. The Minister of Defense announced today that British scientists have developed a new super weapon, the Watsit. He suggested this would strengthen the Foreign Secretary's hand at the forthcoming Berlin conference. He will be arguing from a position of strength, he said. Other nations will know he has a powerful Watsit. He will not be afraid to draw attention to it. Later in the day, there was a massive demonstration by the Campaign for Peaceful Coexistence. They smashed a large number of windows, kicked a policeman, and marched down Whitehall chanting, "Ban the Watsit."
I had to put it off. I can't stand it. Any minute someone will find out it's just a pram full of junk.
Not while it's here in the office.
We can't keep it here forever. They're talking of mass producing them.
Pull yourself together, too.
Excuse me, please. My comrade and I are from the gas board. We are come to repair the central heating. God save the Prince Regent.
The gas board? Well, our central heating is oil-fired.
Whatever it is, we are here to repair it.
So if you'll just leave us alone in the office, we will get on with the job.
I say, one, they've got cameras slung around their necks and fur hats on and overcoats down to their ankles.
Well, we'll let you get on with the job.
Good. We work much better alone.
Quite, yes. Well, you'll make sure no one looks at our secret weapon, won't you? That's it, over there.
Aren't you being a bit... Well,
quiet, too. Hmm? Just come with me.
But just a minute, we've left them alone in the office. Don't you see? They've come to steal the secrets of our weapon.
What secrets? Pram load of assorted rubbish.
Oh, yes, I see what you mean. What do you think we should do?
Be quick, Ivan. It is fortunate we have the latest equipment. Set up the camera of tripod and flash powder.
What fools the British are. We took them in so easily, even though I forgot to remove my party badge. Are you sure this room has no hidden microphones or cigarette cameras?
Of course, I have checked. There is no possible way they can observe our doings. No possible way they can check on us.
Come along, too. What can you see through the keyhole?
They're taking pictures all round the pram. They've even lifted the blackout curtain. They're looking puzzled.
I'm not surprised.
Now they're photographing the inside.
Splendid. This could be our way out, too. If what I think will happen does happen, we'll be all right.
And here is the news read by Anna Perv. Russian scientists claim to have matched Britain's new super weapon. There were cheering crowds in Moscow today as the Soviet premier showed off his Watsit to Western observers. Our reporter says it appears identical to the British Watsit and even made the same squeaking noise as it was wheeled along by the Supreme Marshal of the Soviet Armed Forces. Pressed for details of the Watsit's performance, a Russian spokesman said it had been tested both in the air and underground with surprising results. He refused further comment beyond describing it as a terrible weapon.
Well, you two, it's all over.
What is the Gregory?
The Watsit. We've reached the end of the road.
You mean they found out? Oh, it wasn't us, Sir Gregory. It's all a mistake. I wasn't well at the time.
Be quiet. Be quiet and listen to Sir Gregory.
I don't know what Lamb's talking about. I came to tell you that both British and Russian Watsits have been burned to ashes under United Nations supervision.
Burned to ashes?
And under the Strategic Arms Limitation Treaty, there'll be no more Watsits in the future.
The Prime Minister will tell the nation tonight on TV.
It's a wise decision, Sir Gregory. The Watsit was too deadly a weapon to continue with. Best to call a halt while it's still in our power.
Well, that's the government's view. You'll just have to come up with something else, Lennox Bunn. Something effective, but not quite so deadly.
Two. We're off the hook.
Thank heavens, man. But I don't see why the government agreed to destroy the Watsits.
They'd heard that the Russian Watsit was twice as powerful as ours. Put the wind up them.
But ours didn't work at all.
And neither did the Russians. But they weren't going to admit that. So they exaggerated more than we did and tried the life out of us. But the point is, we're all right. You see, it's all over.
Mr. Lamb, is that your thingy in the corridor? That sort of golf bag on wheels?
Yes, Mildred. Matthews packed the last of my junk in it, except for the indoor aerial, and he stood that on top. Something wrong?
Sir Gregory twiddled the aerial on his way down the passage. And just at that moment, Fatty Scott was passing and his trousers fell down.
Oh, poor old Fatty. He won't wear braces, you see.
Mildred, you don't think... Sir Gregory doesn't
think... He went straight in that door marked anti-personnel weapons, shouting another breakthrough.
If anyone wants me, I'm on sick leave.
Oh, so am I.
In the Watsit, as the men from the Ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Badley and John Graham. The program was written by Johnny Mortimer, Brian Cook and Edward Taylor, and produced by Edward Taylor.